It's 2:15, and I am on a bus with my wife, which doesn't happen a lot. This is Audio Boo.
Hi, Audio Boo.
Yeah, we haven't done an Audio Boo together since I don't know when, actually. Having just had the very amazing lunch, we ended up in Maxwell's, Covent Garden, and it was incredibly good. Did you have the same as I had? Apart from the pickles, or the gherkins. She doesn't like gherkins.
Many people do.
It's not normal.
No, you're not normal. Most people take the gherkins off.
No, you're just not normal. So I had a big bacon burger with blue cheese and gherkins and orange juice. Not going to have any cake, because at the time I couldn't have eaten it anyway. And now that I've walked it off and we ended up in the Apple store, when I go home there is cake already waiting. So it doesn't seem prudent to have cake outside anyway, so I'm not going to. So now we're on a bus on the way home, having spent a very nice afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
We should do this more often, I think.
Yeah.
So for your birthday, we will end up in Café Rouge, probably.
What any of those places in Cobra? There's so many nice places.
There's a lot of nice places. I want to take you to the Shroom at some point, because Dwayne would like that.
Like scary spicy.
No, they have a lot of not stuff as well.
Okay.
Dwayne should know. In fact, I'll get him to recommend something that you'll enjoy as well.
Okay, it's a deal.
And now we're on, I forget what number bus this is.
Six.
Where's it going to drop us off then?
Cambridge Road, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not far from home.
Not far from home at all. So then I will go home and sit in my chair and sleep for an hour, eat some cake.
While I run around with the kids.
Well, you know.
It's alright, it's your birthday, you're allowed.
No, it'll be alright. I've got to try this cake as well. I'm quite excited about this coffee cake.
Yeah.
It'll be a nice puddings. That was great. And we got to sit in the booth, which is nice, instead of having to like cross talk at someone else's table.
Like kind of American feel.
Yeah. Maxwell's is an American restaurant, so they have that kind of booth thing down where. It's good. I'd go there again, actually.
Huh?
I'd go there again.
Yeah, I would.
I want to know what other kind of food they have.
Them as well, because
I might try their ribs next time.
It seemed like a nice, you know, place, you know, family place. They had little packs that kids can have and a whole big kids menu. Menu joke.
Yes. It is good. I might be out again tomorrow, depends. So we shall see. But yeah, the day's been quite nice so far, and now I'm a bit sleepy. But food makes me sleepy.
Don't start snoring on the bus.
No, it's alright. I won't do that. Blind Square's tracking my route home, so it will interrupt me every time I even think about sleeping.
Good.
So there we are. This is the sound of a not very full London bus, actually. It's quite rattly, but it is empty.
Right.
I guess there aren't very many people going in this direction.
Regent Street, Charles II Street.
Oh.
And it talks.
Yeah,
lots of London buses talk. You see, we're lucky in London. Outside of London, you very rarely get that. So, it's very useful. I approve of that thing. Oh well. That's been a small update. I think it's audio mode. Actually, it's starting the 1st of June is audio mode, so I think that kind of post audio once daily for a month. I might do that, and I might do it in July as well, because July is a far more busy month than June for me, personally. I'm going out twice in July, and both of them are overnight stays. So, yeah, there is that. But June is just one gig and two rehearsals, I think. It's going to be kind of a busy week, starting on Tuesday, ending on Sunday, and after that, quiet until 4th of July. The National Bank of Egypt.
Yeah.
Not the International Bank of Egypt, but the National Bank of Egypt. I have not heard of such a strange thing. Now, this bus is getting very irritatingly noisy, so with that, I shall leave you and bid you adieu.